Hello and welcome to We're Watching What? Or in the case of today, We're Interviewing Who? I'm your host Dana, or the DHK as I'm known, and my guest today is Elodie Young. She is the star of The Cleaning Lady, which is a series on Fox. They are in the throes of their third season. No spoiler alert for this one. You can absolutely listen without having seen the show. And now without further ado, here's We're Interviewing Who? I am going to jump right in.
Yeah.
What do you admire most about Toni?
Can't believe how resilient she is. Mm. No, there's no stopping her. And I think it's because it comes from a place of love. You know, everything she does, it is for her son. It is for her family. And I can relate to that. I think we can all relate to that feeling. And so I would say, yeah, her resilience is the thing that I would admire the most.
Speaking of her son, I am curious, what is the greatest sacrifice someone has made for you or that you have made for someone?
Oh, a greatest...
That you can share or are willing to share.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but I would be willing to do anything for my kid for sure, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've been very lucky. We've never had to touch wood, but I can relate to this thing, this feeling of... sacrifice. Yeah. I don't know. I know that, you know, my parents, they worked hard for us. They're, you know, my dad arrived, he was 27. He arrived from Cambodia after the war, a genocide. And he had studied back there, but then he had to take a job. And then the first job he took was, pushing carts on like the equivalent of Walmart. So it was just like taking any job that he could do. And that's what he did. Worked long hours. My mom, same thing. They worked like really hard for us to be able to have everything we needed. This is what they've done for me.
Did you talk to your parents about this role before, you know, you took it? Did you like draw from their lives? I'm also the child of like immigrant parents. I totally get the like, you know, that feeling, but also sometimes not wanting to bring up the trauma to them.
Yeah, no, you know, we don't exchange in depth. They follow my career, my mom a little bit more than my dad. My dad's like, are you still a singer? I'm like, I've never been a singer, Dad.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's kind of the running joke. But he pays attention because I play someone of a Cambodian background. And that's the first time in my career. So the fact that, you know, I wanted to take my aunt's name for my character, and I suggested Toni. And then people are really proud in my family of that. So... yes, but he's like, oh, you're still doing the cleaner. They're in France, you know, it's different. They don't have access to the show.
Okay.
So they can't really follow that closely, but they know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned he asked if you're a singer. Because you trained to be a lawyer, right? Like you have a law degree. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the reaction when you were like, I'm going to go act now. I'm going to trade one of the top Asian professions and like for acting.
It's so interesting. So I guess I didn't grow up in the most typical, if we could, you know, categorize it like this.
Yeah.
Categorize people or a group of people. But I know that my cousins, they've been pushed to go and study hard. My cousins that are Cambodian, that side of the family. So it's study and, you know, be an engineer, doctor, etc. So there's that. My parents were a bit of an oddity. So my dad is the one who's Cambodian.
Yeah.
It was more about just play the guitar, go to school, and very supportive and helping us, you know, with everything. Education was important, but not to the point of not on an elite thing. Mm. I wanted to go to university because his dad was not a lawyer, but a judge, my grandfather, and I've never met him. So I had this idea that, you know, maybe I could connect in a way through what I was achieving, which was studying law. But it's more my mom, who comes from a very working class background, and she's French. She was born in France. So for her, it was more important to for me to achieve, to finish my study. So I started acting when I was at the, you know, in like, I just started studying. And for her, it was, she's like, you know, you never know, just finish your degree and then you choose. And this is what I did. I was like, okay, so I would take a job, act, or not take a job and carry on studying. And so it's more my mom who pushed me to get the degree.
Fair enough. I mean, things are working out in all departments, so it's fine. Going back to the season of The Cleaning Lady, I am curious what logistically has been the most challenging scene?
You know, we have a wonderful, we are Jeff Caliente is our stunt coordinator. Ming Q is my stunt. She's my good friend that I met years ago on G.I. Joe, and she's the most skilled and talented stunt person you'd meet in the industry. And I'm like, Ming, I'm almost ashamed to ask you this, but would you come? And she's just happy to come in and, help me run, help me, pretend fall. Like, it's so easy for her, but then we get to hang out. Things are very safe. Like, the way we handle those scenes, whether it's explosions or car scenes, I don't have much fight on this thing. My character's not a fighter like I have had to do before. But it's handled very, very well. It's always very safe. And so, yeah, and like that, it's all great.
What criminal enterprise do you think personally you would be most likely to be able to get away with?
Can't tell you everything about me, but I got away with them already.
Okay, all
Next
right. Plead
question.
the fifth. I like it. I was going to ask what real life skill of yours would also be most useful in nefarious deeds, but I respect that you are playing this close to the
I can't, we just met, Dana, so
That's
and
fair. That's fair.
that's gonna
That's
air
fair.
somewhere. I don't know, I can't
Nope,
tell you
that is I
everything.
respect it. I was a very smart, lawyerly move. So you mentioned, in France, your parents don't necessarily have access to like a show like this. I am really curious. Growing up, what is the first time, if ever, you felt represented on screen?
Never.
Okay.
We had access to French shows, American shows as well. I've never felt represented. And it's like it's whether it was a cultural background, a
Right.
character that would represent my cultural background, like the one I'm portraying right now, she's
Right.
Cambodian. We didn't have that. Or a social background. I come from like a working class, and then we didn't have anything like it either. And
Yeah.
it's like no. And then we're in 2024, and now we have it in America on broadcast TV, and I'm part of it. So I'm very, very excited and happy, to participate to this. But yeah, it's 2024,
Yeah.
So yeah.
We need more. This is a broader question, but growing up, who was your favorite fictional character?
My favorite fictional character.
Can be books, movies, TV.
Okay, just the one that come like young, Mon Bel Oranger. It's like it's a bestseller. It's a book. My Beautiful Orange Tree.
Okay.
Well, who's the writer? Anyway, it's a young that like really stuck with me for a number of years. It's this young character, this young kid who connects with an older person through reading, and then through. It's just like this loneliness of this kid. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. I wonder if it's been adapted, actually.
José González.
Yes.
I was like, I am not going to try and pronounce his name because I
Okay.
would be very bad.
So the writer is José Vasconcelos, My Beautiful Orange Tree, Mon Bel Oranger. That was like one of the books that really stuck with me. I don't know. I guess it was like just this kid alone, like a lonely kid and in a poor background.
Yeah.
And but it's a beautiful friendship story. And so there is that, like on TV, what would I like? E.T. like was one of the, oh my gosh, like E.T. was my childhood. And I used to do like a great, great impression of E.T. I had this on camera. I need to ask my friends, like they filmed me doing it. Like you would believe that it's the real one.
Oh my God. I
Yeah.
hope you dig that up and put it somewhere.
I need to find it. I always think I need to find this video, like E.T. Téléphone maison. This is how we would say in
Right,
French,
I
because
was just gonna say it's not phone home because it's in French.
perfect. Yes. I always had things in French.
That is my time. Thank you so much. Congrats on the season.
Thank
It's so nice to see a
you.
show like this, like on broadcast television. So a delight to
Ah,
speak to
thank
you.
you. Thank you so much, Lana. Take care.
A huge thank you to Elodie, and that is actually it for this episode. If you liked it, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a review, or even consider subscribing.